No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are so welcome right here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 10th day of October. Welcome, every single one of us that is here. This is a safe place. You are welcome. I hope that you are here because you are hungry. Hungry for the Word, hungry for God, hungry to know God, to refine this faith. Boy, are we not going to get it perfect, but refining our hearts so that they will acclimate, attune, turn towards the heart of God. And we can do this when we know God through His Word. Let's dive into God's Word. Today we read Matthew chapters 5 through 7, and just a couple days left in the New International Version. Matthew chapter 5. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'You shall not murder,' and to anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, 'Raca,' is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" Then I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. There is not a single word that I could add to the beautiful heart and words of Jesus today. So Jesus, today I pray that we would hear your heart, that we would attune our heart to your heart, that we would put away all head knowledge of anything that would reject or dispute the words that we may have learned that goes against anything that we have heard through your word today. May it penetrate our hearts, God. And may we change what needs to be changed within us to be bearers of the name of Christ follower, when so many times our actions speak nothing to the true character of who you are. Convict us, Holy Spirit, and cause us to change so that we'll be worthy of the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray this today in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So, hello.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello, my baby.
We are. So here we are in Istanbul, Turkey. Never been in Turkey before.
What day did we get here?
Today.
Yeah.
So, and we're about to collapse and crash, and we forced ourselves to stay awake, and you've been exhausted and under the weather, and it's been a very, very long 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have actually a ton to report other than we have arrived in Istanbul to begin our journey and have kind of navigated our way and got our path. And we went out walking around tonight and had some dinner and actually, surprisingly, got to kind of immerse a little bit in the culture here in Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
So first impressions.
Oh, it's very Istanbul-y.
It's very Istanbul-y.
Well, my first impression is that I was calling it the wrong thing.
Yeah. Maybe very Turkish.
Very Turkish. There we go. I love the Turkish coffee.
Yes.
For starters.
Yes. Strong.
I think where you and I are on the same page is we love to go to a different culture and immerse ourselves in the culture as much as we can.
Yes.
Take in and learn. And even watching food shows on the way over, cooking shows on the way over here, because I love to cook. I couldn't agree more with the host that said there's no way to learn more about a culture than to learn their food, what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a lot about us.
Yeah.
And so just, yeah, to stroll the night and after a hot shower.
Yeah.
A little nap.
Yeah.
And just be here and take it all in. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, there's just so much in front of us, but just to have this, we needed to stay awake anyway. So just to kind of get down in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. And just walk around, just walk a few miles around, and Turkish delight and Turkish mm-hmm. coffee and some yummy hummus and
yes,
just kind of diving in. Although I don't know, I'm just running on adrenaline right now.
Yeah, we're a little slap happy, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So there's not a whole lot that we can tell you other than we got here and we have looked around.
Mm-hmm.
And lovely, lovely people. And people are lovely mm-hmm. all over the world, just, you know, in their culture, trying to have their lives, raise their families, find somebody to love, and all of these things.
But very welcoming, very hospitable. Very hospitable.
Yeah.
And that is, man, that's such a, I guess I would just say this from an American point of view, that is so refreshing, coming to a place where you literally our lives are in hands of the unknown to some degree.
Yeah.
And a smiling face, a kind word, you know, being eager to help somebody in need, that goes a long, long ways.
Yeah.
And I guess I just look at that and think, maybe that's something I could put it in my pocket and take it back home with me.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we're not going to talk at length because we need to sleep at length the best that we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for your prayers. We got here. It took 3 flights to get us here.
Well, what were your first impressions, real quick?
The sights, the sounds, a cleanliness that I didn't know. I just never been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Like a certain pride. It's not a super old country. And I guess just kind of back in the Mediterranean and the Mediterranean cult, like there are things that I, landscape wise, and I'm like, okay, this is very similar to Israel because we're right on the Med, you know,
right.
We're, and just being here in the ancient Roman Empire and, back in the land, and then just the people, like you said, hospitable and
mm-hmm.
I guess also first impression, like every other person smokes.
Yeah.
And
we had to fight our son Ezekiel from that took some getting used to, because I'm not used to going to a restaurant where people were literally taking a break from their food to light up and eat and smoke at the dinner table. And there's no judgment there, just not used to it.
Just not used to it, yeah.
But I used to work in a restaurant back in the day, 150 years ago.
Yeah, 152 years ago.
Yeah, right. When they smoked in the restaurant, and so I was like, oh man, I forgot how much I did not enjoy it then.
Yeah.
And probably still don't, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it was something you mentioned was the cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
I love the produce, like it all being in a row. And so beautiful, the pomegranates, the oranges,
oh,
the
yeah.
apples.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, it is so pretty.
But then to think like, oh, I could go get some fresh juice and put some life right back into my my body. That was really enjoyable to see. And also, I texted one of our boys back and said, yeah, it's like, so familiar of Israel, but yet so different.
Yeah.
At the same time, so.
Yeah, I mean, largely a Muslim country.
Mm-hmm.
Free, but largely a Muslim country. That one mosque we walked by was so majestic.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Huge and so, so majestic. So there's that difference. It's just a, you know, there's a little bit of a different feel. No less hospitable, very kind.
Yeah.
But largely a Muslim country, so we'll be spending our time here for the next, I guess, week and a half-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the other first impression was the, like, the fashion. It's less, well, it's much more modest.
You were, that's a great way to say it. And much more modest. I was going to say less scandalous.
Yeah, much more modest and even less flamboyant in any mm-hmm. sort of way, like male or female, like just a, like not quite as audacious of color schemes and.
Yeah. Much more respectable.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So I guess those are first impressions from a very exhausted mind. and I wasn't going to eat any sugar, but I went in for the Turkish delight.
Mm. I mean, we had to. We watched Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
Ezekiel, and we're like, well, when in Turkey,
yeah,
you must.
Yeah.
Turkish delight.
Right.
So and we did.
We did.
Yeah. It reminded me of the, remember the nougat candies
mm-hmm.
we had when we were little? It had like the little chunks of fruit in it.
Yeah.
But now I want those.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to get them.
Yeah.
But your girl's,
I do remember them though.
Your girl's gonna be Googling it
well,
tonight. So
just keep them away from me.
Okay.
I came here going, I will not gain a pound.
Well,
and
good
one
luck
of the ways
that
I will do that is not to eat sugar.
Yeah, good luck.
And
good
so,
luck. I send my thoughts and prayers to you.
I am just too tired. I was just weak.
That's okay.
But tomorrow I will be strong.
Get back on it.
Yeah. Okay, friends. We really gotta go to bed, but we will be doing our very, very best to chime in every day. And this kind of next 24 hours for us anyway is just to arrive, like to fully arrive here and get present here. And that is kind of how jet lag works. And it's not like we, you know, we're very familiar with it, especially when we go to Israel. And so,
but just, aren't you so glad that we could bring everybody with us?
I am so glad that we're never alone.
Yeah.
And that that all of you have come along. And we are so grateful that we can just kind of share the experiences. But this is our plan, is to kind of come in every day and say, here's what we did. But we're just getting going. And so what we're doing right now is just getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for your continued prayers. Pray over Jill. Like she's definitely fighting something or another. Fatigue for sure, but something mm-hmm. or another. And that we don't all kind of. This is just kind of the risk when you just exhaust yourself and move across the world into different everything.
Yeah. And
so, thank you for your continued prayers, and we will look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
I'm so glad that I can be here with you, baby.
I'm glad I can be here with you, too.
Okay.
So dailyaudiobible.com and, well, dailyaudiobible.com is the website. right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is home base. That's where you find out what's going on around here, and this is what's going on around here. We are going to be spending the next several weeks checking in and trying to visit Pert Near, very near. Oh.
Did you say Pert Near?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's something from my family.
I love it.
I don't know where that came
from. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's the exhaustion. As nearly as possible, to the best of our ability, nearly all of the places named in the New Testament outside of the Gospels. And so many of them are actually in Turkey. This is the ancient Roman Empire. And so the journeys of Paul so much in this current country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look forward to sharing all that with you. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Our absolute humble gratitude for 20 years of this. There's a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is...
P.O. Box. That didn't come out. P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174.
And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253 if you are calling Daily Audio Bible, and if you are calling chronological,
800-583-2164.
And if you're using the app, there's a little spin button, and you got to pick where you're sending your prayer request or encouragement.
Or your praise report.
Yep. But you probably know that. And so... yeah, do those things. And that is it for today. I am Brian.
I'm Jill.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And I'll be waiting for you here.
Until tomorrow. Oh, wait, I just messed that up. Do it again.
No, just keep going.
So tired. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow. Love one another.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I wanted to say hi to Kingdom Seeker and Lady of Victory and just tell them thank you so much for the encouragement. I just want to pray for them and ask God to just have his way, give them life and favor. I also want to pray for Christy, who lost her precious husband. I'm glad that he doesn't have to suffer any more pain, but I know the pain you're feeling in the love for him and missing him. I just ask God to be with you. Ask God to be with those who are going through the challenges. I've been listening and praying for the dabbers because I love you all so much. And we're praying for Brian and his wife and those who are going to Israel, that God will be with them every step of the way, and that their journey will be very successful in what he plans for them to do. Gracious Father, we just thank you. We just thank you for touching Christy in Kentucky. Thank you for touching Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Thank you for touching a Lady of Victory, my precious sister. Today is the birthday of my sister that died, and I'm praying for her and her family and all the people of God who are going through the loss of a family member or the loss of someone very dear. Lord, I just ask that you strengthen them. I just ask that you have your way. I just ask that your divine will be done. I just ask that you lift them up. You lift up our nation, Lord. Our nation is going through challenges, and you're not an author of confusion. Lord, the government workers, Father, you open doors for them. You bring them back, Father. You know all that you need. You touch our White House, and you touch every one of our houses and our families, Father. You touch our children. You touch our seniors and provide for them. You touch our young men and provide for them protection, direction, everything from tricks or traps or anything that try to overtake them. And Lord, we'll give you the glory. And Lord, we'll give you the praise. We thank you, Father, for your blessing in Jesus' name. Have a good day, Dabbers. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Daughter of a Silversmith, and I speak peace and mercy over all of you. And I was listening to everybody pray, and I know there's ones that pray that we don't ever hear your voices. But just listening to everyone and knowing the ones behind the scenes, I think of the scene of where Tony Stark in Iron Man 2 is discovering a new element, that Jesus is there and he's looking at everything we put in, and as Tony, he knocks stuff out of the way to put other stuff together and then strengthens other things. It's just, it's amazing sitting there, I think that Jesus is using our prayers and strengthening parts of them, and the Holy Spirit's praying in groans that no one can understand just to get things done. And I'm so thankful for everybody that calls in, everybody that doesn't call in but prays. Every word is important from each and every one of you. And anyone that says, oh, I can't stand to pray out loud. I used to be able to pray, be afraid of praying out loud. But my mentor praying said all it is speaking. And you're just talking to Jesus like he's your friend. I love you all. Keep up the good work. In Jesus' name, love y'all.